Over 60% of votes in the Solomon Islands election have been counted. So far, two women MPs have been elected and three former prime ministers may be in the running for the top job. Our editor Kuroi Hawkins reports.
It's been 5 days since Solomon Islanders went to the polls and counting is still progressing at a snail's pace. It's partly because it took so long to transport ballot boxes from remote communities to counting centres, but also because the country is conducting its first joint election of provincial and national representatives. The Chief Electoral Officer, Jasper Anisi, says over half of all national ballots have been counted.
From our end as the election management body, we will then gazette all the results that I've been announcing. And once that the gazette is done, then I will write to the clerk of the parliament so that he can now look at ways of calling the first meeting and working on the election of the prime minister. So that is the next step.
As of Monday morning, our party, the largest single grouping in the last coalition government, was in the lead, having won 32% of counted votes, followed closely by the independent MPs on 31%, and then the Development Party on just under 17%, with the United Party rounding out the top four on 6.1%. RNZ Pacific spoke with some voters who asked to remain anonymous about their expectations.
Me like him good government, I'm a good leader for you me now. Make him, you me look him good too. Yeah. Time of a good government, but beginning about Garen Waka too, yeah.
But it's still early days as far as coalition negotiations within the context of Solomon Islands still developing party politics are concerned.
Me like for I'm new prime minister for economy blow me. Make him good. Because last government or prime minister, yeah, economy blow me, him no good.
In terms of potential leaders, there are several former prime ministers already among those returned to the House, including incumbent Manase Songovare, Rick Ho, and potentially Gordon Darcy-Lilo, who was leading the count by a large margin in his electorate overnight. Meanwhile, incumbent MP Frida Soraya Komua and independent candidate Choylin Douglas are the first two women candidates to officially make it through in this election, while another independent candidate, Kathy Nori, has been mentioned in provisional results.